This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Mesa County jury has convicted former clerk Tina Peters on multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. CPR's Ben Berkland followed the case, which came out of Peters' efforts to help election doubters breach the security of voting equipment and to attend a secure software update.
And to do that, Peters told people who worked for the county and for the state that she was bringing in a new employee, a man named Gerald Wood, that he would be at this update, when in fact she brought someone else, a California man who's been very active in national efforts to prove false claims of election fraud.
CPR's Bente Berkland. Peters was acquitted on three charges, all related to identity theft. The jury was apparently persuaded by defense arguments that Gerald Wood was in on the plot. Six cases of the H5 bird flu virus have been diagnosed in domestic cats in Colorado this year. At least five of the cases were in northern Colorado. Epidemiologist May Chu urges people to take their cats to the vet quickly if they see lethargy followed by neurologic signs like an inability to stand or tremors.
People need to report if their cats especially get sick. It may look like rabies. It may look like other diseases that cats can get. Those cats need to be seen by the vet to rule out that it's not influenza.
The virus has been detected in a variety of animals. No known human cases have been connected to exposure to infected cats. A survey of bighorn sheep and mountain goat populations is underway in Chaffee and Lake counties. Biologists with Colorado Parks and Wildlife are flying in helicopters over the Sawatch Range from Mount Ouray to Leadville. The annual count helps the agency develop a more complete picture of the herds and develop management strategies and to set future hunting license numbers. The flight should wrap up this week. We look ahead to the next Olympic Games in Los Angeles, where they're promising a car-free Olympics. How will they do that? That is in this next part of Morning Edition here on CPR News.